Lots of us try to think about the earth when we buy stuff. We look for items with less packaging or those that are made with recycled materials, for example. But new research from the University of Arizona wanted to find out whether it's better to buy green or just buy less when thinking about both the environment and our own happiness. Sabrina Helm, an associate professor in the Retailing and Consumer Sciences program at the U of A, worked on this research and joins me to talk more about it. And Sabrina, were you making the assumption that people, when they're thinking about what to buy and whether to buy something, that somewhere in their minds the environment is in fact a consideration?
Well, we would certainly hope so, but I'm pretty sure that it's not always the case. And that's also partly why we are conducting this research, because we see that there's an evident need in, creating more awareness among consumers that everything they buy, every time they go to the store, every time they make an online purchase, or even if they're using their phone to do a Google search, it has an environmental impact.
Well, and you look at some of that, especially the sort of buy green movement where people are trying to buy things that maybe have less packaging or made in an environmentally friendly or sustainable way. And it seems like you found that that doesn't necessarily always have the intended effect.
Yeah, we were looking at a whole set of environmental behaviors that people can exhibit. And, due to some statistical analysis that we can conduct, they sort of like fell into two main strategies that we then call proactive environmental behaviors. And the one is what we call green buying, selecting products that have a green label, for instance, or that have recycled components in that, or that are organic, having organic ingredients and so forth. So that's what we call green buying. And separate from them, we found another strategy that people employ, and that's simply reduced consumption. Buying less, not doing impulse purchases, repairing broken items instead of buying new. And those are two very different types of pro-environmental behaviors that people use. And what we then looked at was how are those related to well-being and psychological distress that people may experience. And that's where we see these interesting differences.
So what did you find in terms of how those two maybe techniques for buying with the environment in mind affect our well-being?
Well, green buying apparently doesn't do much at all. Yeah, so we did not see, with all the four different variables that we're looking at in terms of well-being, we saw no significant effect at all. But reduced consumption does have a positive effect on personal well-being and a negative effect on psychological distress. And that's what we think is a really interesting finding.
Yeah, it seems really interesting in the sense that I would think that if somebody buys something specifically with less packaging or something that's marketed as environmentally friendly, we would do it because we know that it's the right thing to do and it's good for the earth, but also makes us feel like we are doing something to help. And then to find out that that really doesn't affect our well-being in any meaningful way, I think is kind of surprising.
Yeah, it is in some way, but personal well-being is one thing, and doing something because it seems to fit the social norm, or it's something that we feel like we should be doing right now because everybody's talking about the environment, are two different things. Yeah, so we can't rule out that people who buy green products do feel that that's something that you should be doing, and it's good for the environment, and it's also good to show as a consumer that I am able, to do these kind of things because I'm in a financial position maybe to buy the more expensive green product alternative. Although that is more related to maybe status thinking that people may have in this environmental realm.
Are there certain categories of purchases that you think fit better into what you found? I'm wondering, for example, like somebody who really needs to have a car, they can make the choice to buy an SUV or a hybrid or an electric car versus like if you go to the grocery store, maybe you don't buy all the items that maybe you want. You just buy sort of what you need. Like, are there different sort of necessity versus choice purchases that you can categorize here?
Well, I assume there may be a difference here. The products that we looked at were more in that category of necessities. Yeah, I mean, food, for instance, food products could be among those. Things we buy every day, maybe habitually we purchase them. Those were the ones that we were looking at in this green buying category, much more so than these more big ticket items where people maybe are more mindful and put more thought into what might be the consequences of my purchase, for instance, a hybrid vehicle. But I assume also, coming back to what I said earlier, that there's again also the status element in it.
So is it safe to say then that maybe the take-home message for consumers here is that before you buy something, think about whether you really need it or not?
Well, definitely. I mean, in many regards, we also looked at financial behavior and financial well-being in this study. So obviously, buying things that turn out to not really be needed are a strain on finances, and they are a strain on the environment. So having a more mindful approach towards what we buy on a daily basis, or even those big ticket items, is always a fantastic strategy, in particular because we tend to be rather mindless in our daily buying. Yeah, we are very habitual creatures and simply buy what we always buy. And we are also in a culture that really supports that, buying is what we should be doing, what we ought to be doing in order to be good citizens. So in that respect, I think being very critical with regard to what we buy and that we buy at all is indeed very important.
How big of a change in thinking do you think it requires to really take that approach?
Well, I think going against mainstream consumer culture is extremely difficult, but we see, particularly among the younger generation, that there are already tremendous changes underway. Yeah, the younger consumers in our study was focused on millennial consumers. Yeah, and so and even younger generation, I think there are clear indications that they take a more critical stance towards consumption, and particularly what they buy. Not necessarily the buying less overall, but what they buy. We see that, for instance, in the critical stance that people start having with regard to fast fashion, and that they embrace secondhand markets much more so than in the past. So I think there is a lot of change underway, but we are in a, as I said earlier, we are in a consumer culture where it's pretty difficult to not buy.
Sabrina Helm is an associate professor in the Retailing and Consumer Sciences program at the University of Arizona, and you are listening to the show.